A new study shows that almost a third of New Zealanders cannot name the political parties currently in Parliament. Less than half of the 1,000 people surveyed understood how New Zealand's political system, MMP, works. Eric Crampton is the chief economist for the New Zealand Initiative, which conducted the survey. Kia ora, Dr. Crampton. Now, do you think we should be concerned about these results?
Well, it's a long-standing problem, so we shouldn't be worried that, oh my God, things are terrible now and they haven't been before. This is fairly long-standing. There have been repeated waves of the New Zealand election survey that show that people really don't understand MMP. There have been prior surveys that have shown that people are pretty bad at identifying, or worse than you'd expect, in identifying who's been in the prior government. Now, that is, I think, is pretty concerning. It's important that people not only cast ballots, but more importantly, cast effective ballots, that they vote well, that they find the way of connecting their vision of a better country to the parties that are best able to affect it. And not knowing who the incumbents are and not knowing how the voting system works can make that all a little bit harder. So we should worry about it in that sense, but it's less of a things are suddenly terrible now problem as a long-standing one that applies here as well as internationally.
So, and more on that, what are the possible consequences of low rates of civic knowledge?
Well, if we look back to the 2005 New Zealand election survey, for example, there were about 17% of voters that didn't know that Labour was in the prior government. So what that means then is if you look out of the window and you think that the country is doing very well and you want to support the incumbent on that basis, You need to know who the incumbent is, and almost a fifth of voters have problems with that. Similarly, if you want to punish the incumbent because you don't think the country is going in the right direction, you have a harder time giving effect to that if you don't know who the parties in power are. So those things are important for people to be able to cast effective ballots.
How do we fix this and ensure more people know and understand their democracy here?
Well, it's a problem internationally, and some things have been tried internationally. So in the United States, civics classes are almost ubiquitous. They vary a little bit state by state, but in most states you'll have at least half a year of civics instruction in high school. Some states it's a full year. Very few states have no instruction. And civic knowledge there is abysmal as well. Similar proportions of the electorate have very little understanding of what's going on. The underlying problem is one of incentives, where if I go out and I make a mistake when I'm buying a car, for example, because I haven't done enough research ahead of time, I'm stuck with a costly mistake. If I go out and cast a ballot that winds up being contrary to the things that I believe in because I haven't invested that time and effort, my vote's unlikely to have changed the outcome. So we suggest that changing some of the incentives around getting political information so that people find reasons to do it might be part of the solution. It's not been tried anywhere, but it's worth trying because it wouldn't be that expensive relative to some of these other measures, and they show some potential promise. We have one, folks might consider it a bit off the wall, but I think it's worth trying. You could imagine having a set of very basic questions that would be published in the newspapers regularly, like what are the thresholds for entry into Parliament under MMP? How does MMP work? Which party is currently the lead partner in the governing coalition? Which parties are part of the governing coalition?
Eric Crampton, thank you so much. That's Chief Economist for the New Zealand Initiative.